comedy mushroom cult podcast. The podcast that every time I explain to somebody that I have a podcast and what the name of the podcast is, I go, it's a really dumb idea that I had with my friend like 5 years ago. And then COVID ended and Joe didn't love me anymore. So then we went on a hiatus. And now, you know, now it's just this. No, it's very fun. Welcome. If this is your first time, sorry. If this is your millionth time, I don't think we've had a million episodes. I wish I would look into that. Like, people seem to care about how many episodes there are on your podcast. I don't know. Like, a lot. Excuse me. Between this and, Classy Dinner podcast, which was fun, you know? Really fun interviews, really fun stuff. I might go back and listen to some of that. There's some really fun parallels to now, I think. But anyways, let's do some dates. Comedy Mushroom Cult Podcast, thanks for listening. Shout out to the visual. Ooh, this is a good visualizer. If you can hear, I know I start this podcast always being like, if you can hear the noise, I'm sorry. But this time I'm like loosely worried that there's actually a noise in the background, and that's why I'm being a little bit louder, but, we got the air conditioner going, there's a fan going over here, it's like 9,000 degrees out. I'll look up the weather here in a minute. We'll give you a weather, forecast. Like, I make these stupid rundowns, and, they don't ever, I forgot to start my timer again, too. Guys, we're just, you know, we're just not doing a good job of running this podcast. And you know that this is all going to stay in. Like, me getting my life organized while you're on here. Timer. Oh, no, I want stopwatch. I know that we do this every time, but whatever. Chicago, Illinois. What is the weather currently? Weatherchannel.com. While the slowest website, 92. What does it feel like? Feels like 101. With a 13 mile an hour wind, 50% humidity, the air pressures, it's down 30.04. Visibility, you can see forever. It's got a 10 mile visibility. I don't know. I got 20/20 vision with my glasses on. I know that means you can see like 20 feet. Looks like 20 feet. I don't know how many miles that equals. Moon phase tonight, big fan of crescents. It's a waning crescent for anybody keeping track at home. That has been your weather for for Monday, June 23rd. This will come out today, but like let's it's gonna come out in the afternoon. Let's say you listen to this tomorrow, your today, my tomorrow, or your today, my 500 years from now, if you stumble upon this at some point after the nuclear holocaust. Jesus Lord. And here's the thing. I don't even know if I'm through the first 5 minutes yet, and I still haven't sworn, if we're keeping track at home. We're trying to be positive. We're trying not to swear as much. All right, fine. We'll get to business instead of screwing around. Shout out to Donnie, if you're listening to this. I know you listened to like the first 5 minutes of the last one and said that I'm naturally funny, so hopefully that still gets us through this, because my bar is a lot higher than some other people's, apparently. These are the notes from last week, if you're watching. But here's dates coming up. If you have a comedy show, put me on your comedy show. We need to make money. I also have, on the website, whoisrayroberts.com, there's the shop tab, go to that. There's the I Like Regular Drugs hat, there are, like, old Who Is Ray Roberts t-shirts, there's the Who I Am, or Who I Think I Am, What I Am shirts, sweatshirts, t-shirts, there's the hats that should be selling more, so go check them out. And then, we'll do that later, but was that good for you coming back in about a month and a half, or 2 months from now? But let's do, I've got nothing coming up this week. We're going to be micing hard. I got to do like 8 sets. to make my nut here for the month. I mean that in, like, the squirrel way, not, like, the sex way. All right. July 2nd, at Zany's in Rosemont. Ever heard of it? July 14th, Zany's in Chicago. Ever heard of it? July 17th, The Love Below at Beer Miscuous in Chicago. This is a legitimate question. Ever heard of it? I've never heard of it. I've heard of the show. Fucking Natalie Whalen. I don't know. I know her name. She's a very nice person. Very funny comic. She does, like, radio and stuff. So, like, that's cool for her. But, like, whenever I go to say her name, I, like, instantly forget her name. We're definitely in the last in the 5 minutes, though. But I didn't swear. I could have. And then July 31st, we're looking at Big Break Comedy. That's at the Holiday Club in Chicago. So we just a Chicago boy. Chicago boy for July so far. So if you run anything out of town, let me know. Like, August has a bunch of really cool stuff coming up. Be going back to Perrysburg. My sister's wedding is then. Really need to fall into some money so I can get a hotel and a wedding gift. So if you buy some hats and some shirts and put me on your stupid fucking shows. Yeah, we're past it. I don't care. Put me on your stupid fucking show. I'm better than, like, literally everybody that's on your show. I don't care where your show is at. This gets, like, some reasonable amount of downloads. Reasonable to me. Maybe not to other people. I'll show you the fucking stats. It's not that many people. But I know people who listen to this, and they run comedy shows, or, like, know people who run comedy shows. If you could just bring up, hey, when's the last time you thought about booking Ray Roberts? When's the last time he bugged you? And then if you're like, this guy says you haven't emailed him in 6 weeks. I can be like, I know exactly when I emailed him last, and it's been fucking 6 months. So ADHD catches up with you on independent promoters. But whatever. No, this is exciting. We had a few weeks off. I understand that this has been little. I stopped making promises to you guys about when and where and how I'm going to put this up, but it's up now, and this is what you get. There's a lot of shit going on in the world, you know? I've been busy, like, doing things instead of just talking about things, so have I had time to do a podcast? Yeah, I've had time to do a podcast. Yeah, I've had time. You know, the world's a little heavy right now. Like, God fucking forbid that a girl needs to take a little bit of time and, like, just stew in, like, how shitty things are going in the world. I don't mean to be alarmist. I mean, I understand that I can be a little much sometimes. I understand that the sky's been falling for 6+ months now. I mean, whenever, at least since this podcast has been back, since I've been back in Chicago, I'll say that governmentally, my life is great. Are we a little bit worried about rent coming up? Sure. But we got 8 fucking days to figure that out, all right? So, I mean, buy some shirts, buy some hats, put me on your stupid show. Sign up for the Patreon. That still exists. Patreon.com/WhoIsRayRoberts, I still think. That's the only thing I couldn't change because I couldn't fucking figure it out. Shout out to Harrison Poole. Still the only one sending me money every month. That extra $2, that's like almost a gallon of gas. But sign up for it. It's $3. Harrison can pull it off. And he, like, works at a Sheetz, or used to. I know where he works now. I'm not going to dox him. But if you work at a place that pays you more than Sheetz does, you've got an extra $3 to send me. And if 100 people did it, that would be great, because that's like 10 times as many people listening to this. Then I would have, like, an extra $300 a month after taxes and fees and whatnot. It'd be, like, $250, maybe $200. But, like, who couldn't use an extra $200 a month? But, no, the world's falling apart, all right? So it's taken me a minute. I'm getting my shit together again. Not making any big promises. And I know that, like, I know that we have the talk about how I know that things are going. So, like, this is inceptioning on itself at this point. We're, like, we're all very too self-aware of the situation that's going on here. But it's, like, me versus the fucking federal government versus, like, people just on their knees gargling Trump's dick versus my own brain, you know, versus the healthcare system. And it's, I was without Adderall for like a solid month. The fact that I even got anything done in the last month, it appears to my brain, and I forgot to, I've been meaning to take it this morning, and I still haven't taken it. And like, this is what I'm fighting against my entire fucking life, okay? I just have to like, just fight with my brain all the time to remember to like, take medicine so my brain fucking works. I didn't have Adderall for a month because like I didn't have money when my prescription was ready, and then I fucking got the money, and then they like put the prescription back, so I would have had to call the doctor. And no, I'm not calling the doctor. Why would I? Like, there's an app, I'll text them, and then they're like, hey, to do that you kind of have to call. And it's like, well, I guess we'll wait until next month then, because I'm not doing it again. I'm not calling you. I got my prescription from you guys like 3 years ago at this point, and now I don't know, it's maybe been 2 years, but like, it's just fucking send it to my house. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to. My doctor's in fucking Milwaukee. I'm in Chicago. Like, it's a fake border. I mean, it's like, that's kind of the biggest of all deals that's going. Like, we have to deal with these arbitrary lines on a fucking map, and then that just, like, decides where we can go and where we can send things and what time. It depends on what line, imaginary line on the world, it depends on what time it is. And I'm supposed to keep track of that without my meth? Are you kidding me? That's insane. How am I supposed, like, the fact that I made it, it's a 35. I don't think I started taking Adderall. Like, I didn't know I had fucking ADHD until I was, like, 32. 31, 32. The fact that I made it that long, like, and other people in my life were like, you just now got, like, diagnosed with this? Like, yeah, bitch. Could you have brought it up at some point? Like, what are we doing? Like, this is, it's something that I just saw on fucking Instagram. I shared it the other day. It's Candace Parker on how she doesn't like Gino Auriemma. And it's like, she played for Tennessee back in the day. He coached for UConn. They were like together on Team USA. And they're like, the rumor is you don't like Gino Auriemma. And she's just like, yeah, we don't like each other. Like, we're at work. We get shit done. We win fucking gold medals. But like, does that mean I have to like him? Like, it's easy to get it out of the way with and just be like, yo, we don't like each other. Are we done? All right, cool. Let's get to work. It's the same thing. Like, people are just so afraid of, like, offending somebody by, like, letting them know where they're at. Like, I understand that, like, cancel culture is a thing. Like, you can't just say retard whenever you want. And I understand I just said it, but fuck off. Like, it's the one where nobody really gets hurt. All right? We'll let that sit. I don't know if that really matters. But, like, we're talking about people, like, being racist and, like, misogynist and, like, raping people. Like, that's a problem. Just kind of being like, yo, I don't like this person. That's not, like, bad. You're allowed to not like people. You're allowed to not follow somebody back on Instagram if you don't like them. You're allowed to be like, hey, shut the fuck up. We don't get along. I don't like you. You don't like me. Let's move on. You know, like, you're allowed to do that. You're also allowed to ask your friends if they have ADHD and what the fuck is wrong with their brain, you know? I feel like that would have, like, helped me out a lot. Like, the only reason why I even looked to check about it was because one of Ashley's friends had it, and Ashley's like, hey, have you ever looked into this? And I was like, no, actually, I have not. My body feels like it's going to fall apart today. I loosely feel like I should go to a hospital. I'm not going to. And I don't really feel that way. I think it's just like, we're in the heat wave, dude. This is day three. We went to the beach yesterday. I got a little red. It was hot, dude. It was so hot yesterday. I haven't been outside yet today. It's noon 30. I don't have to be to the open mic until like 4:30. All right. I might not get this done before I go. I just realized, who gives a fuck? Why am I doing this? All right, need to take Adderall. Here, let's, if I move, it might fuck up the whole thing. All right. Welcome to the ADHD podcast. My name is Ray Roberts. I'll be your host. But no, the world's in a shit show. We'll get there. All right, we've got some catching up to do. First, let's start with Oklahoma City won the NBA championship last night. I don't care about, ever since I moved from Cleveland area, it's just impossible to follow the Cavs. And honestly, since LeBron left the second time, it's been hard to care because they weren't good again. And like, I guess whatever. Call me a fair weather fan, but like I don't. I've never claimed to be the biggest basketball fan. Like I grew up a Pistons fan. That's because that was like the Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups, fucking Tayshaun Prince, Rasheed Wallace, like that age of them. God, who was the shooting guard? Rip Hamilton, with the bounce in the front, one to the side, free throw, with his like Batman mask. Like those were like I grew up during those days. Loved the Detroit Pistons. They were good, so it was like easy to get along, and they were on television. Then you go to college, and like all the Cavs games are on, and fucking they have then like LeBron's there, and then he leaves, and then like you hunker down on it because you're like fuck it, it doesn't matter that they're terrible. LeBron's gone, and we hate him, and we need to cheer for the Cavs more. Then he comes back, and we win a championship, and then he leaves again, and you're like, all right, well I don't even super care about basketball that much, so am I really gonna go through another rebuild with the team? But like now I have like a bunch of friends who are Pacers fans because Illinois is right next to Indiana, so everybody and their mother who's, like, ever wanted to get out of Indiana moves to Chicago. And I just have too many fucking friends from Indiana. It's too many. Like, I'm glad that you made it out, but, like, don't go back. You're gonna go back. Most people end up going back to their hometown, and it's really a struggle. But Tyrese Haliburton, just, like, his right leg exploded on him. And that's a real bummer. Like, I'm a big Pat McAfee Show fan. And he's, like, on there because, like, they're in Indianapolis. And he's just, like, he seems like a nice guy. Like, was really coming out of his cage. And he's been doing just fine. And he's gotta be down because they want it all, which is the championship. And it started out with a kiss, like the kiss of a ball off of a backboard. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. But all right. So, let's get to real life. Who cares? But sorry for Tyrese Haliburton. Shout out to Oklahoma City for winning. It's not really a good look for the country. It feels like they're just, like, letting the whitest people. Like, because I illegally streamed it. Throw me in jail. Because, like, I'm not going to pay for the NBA. And, like, I somehow got, like, the Oklahoma City, like, internal, like, arena feed that like showed all their halftime show shit. Like they had the lady who played violin on that Twista song that Kanye West made. Play some of these hoes will like. Overnight celebrity. What are we doing? All right. But she was the halftime show for game 7 of the fucking NBA finals. And like these, and then just like the whitest. Oh, like. And Cleveland's not even, like, whatever. You just forget how white the Midwest is. And, like, they're a PA announcer is like, all right, guys, let's get hyped. And you're just like, get the fuck out of here, you honky fuck. It was weird. Not a honky fuck, though. Going back to the beginning of the month here, since we haven't done this. Boom, 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 boom. The 3rd is when we put it out. Fuck, man, I've done a lot of things. I saw Kendrick Lamar and SZA. I worked that. That was super cool. I don't know. It was busy, but, like, it's cool to, like, be part of, like, cultural things. Not like us. I still don't know how Drake hasn't tried to kill fucking Kendrick Lamar. Like, the way that I don't know how many people were in that stadium for the concert. I don't know how many. It was sold out, obviously. But, like, just the fucking A minor, like, it's so easy to be, like, annoyed by it now because, like, children are doing it, which if anybody's gonna do it, it should be A minor that does it. God damn it, I hate myself. That's the difference between this podcast and others. That's the best joke on other podcasts. This is me beating myself up, for making that joke. Clip it. I should probably. It's not even gonna matter. The fucking time's off. I also have like a kid who's doing clips now. Not a kid. He's a man. An adult man. I don't know if he's a real man. Shout out to Luke Long Henry. He's gonna start doing clips for me. It's gonna be great. We're gonna turn this into an empire. All right, we're back. Kendrick Lamar, and then like 2 days later was Chicago Blues Fest. I almost said Kent Blues Fest because Kent Blues Fest was like one of the best day drinking days of the year. if I didn't get stuck working, like the Sunday, because it would be like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or at least like Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And when I was selling cars, I'd have to work during the day, then get off work, and then just start partying. Kind of like Heritage Fest. Ooh, boy. That's got to be coming up. Like, what? If that's not on 4th of July weekend, they're wasting it. That's got to be on the 5th. Maybe I'll go back and fucking relapse. Just do Heritage Fest. Pretend I'm fucking 27 again. Can't be any worse. But then we went to Blues Fest, Chicago Blues Fest, which is cool. It's free. Which is like, I don't know. We saw Mavis Staples for free, you know, like that Mavis Staples. And that was awesome. She's great. They had to like walk her across the stage. And by the time she got on there and started singing, I was like, there's no way that this is the same lady that they had to walk across the stage. And now she's just up here belting the fucking songs out. But before that, there was a there's a guy who just walking around. Anytime you're in public in Chicago, like, you're going to have an interaction with somebody if your antennas are up and you're ready to do it. And I mean, we're going to be honest here. I was a little high at Blues Fest. And it was, like, you're watching Blues Fest, right? You're going to Millennium Park. You're going to see the Bean. It had just thunderstormed. I'm gonna hit my fucking vape on the way there a little bit. Or maybe hit my one hitter. No big deal. And we're standing there waiting, and I have a shirt that's Star Wars themed, but it's from Staple Pigeon. It says No More Wars. It was a May the 4th shirt from a while back. And it just says No More Wars on it. And this guy came up to me. And he goes, "No more wars, huh?" And I go, "Yep." And he goes, "Like ever?" And I go, "Well, I mean, I think you can't go back in time and stop the ones that have already happened." And he goes, "Well, what about the Star Wars?" And I go, "Well, first of all, those were fake. We can start with that. So open your third eye, you fucking dipshit. And then also, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, already covered that, Mr. Stranger Man." And he goes, "Oh, so you don't believe in, like, the Triptychlorians or whatever the fuck they're called?" And I go, "Excuse me, I don't know what that is." And he goes, "Oh, you don't read Vonnegut?" And I was like, "Are you really going to drop a Slaughterhouse 5 fucking reference on me on a Sunday afternoon before Mavis Staples comes out here and then just be pissed that I didn't remember the name of the aliens in Slaughterhouse 5? Like, what are we doing here? Like, is this, like, a real conversation, or is this, like, one of those things where they're trying to fucking punk me and then, like, catch me being stupid on the street, and then they're gonna share it, and they're gonna be, like, liberal asshole, doesn't want any wars, or Kurt Vonnegut, and it's just, like, what are we, like, then Mavis Staples comes out, and you're like, wow, this is great, and we stay for a little bit, like, it had already rained, it was starting to get muggy, farts, probably shouldn't kick everything, and, like, so we just, like, went home. It was fine. On our way home, since I'm a good person and we're good people, some, like, black lady was getting, like, hassled by cops. So we just, like, stood there and watched. And, like, people were recording it. And, like, they set up a perimeter because they knew that things were going to get out of the thing. So then, like, another homeless person. Homeless, houseless, unhoused. Person without home. Home deficient individual. Whatever we need to say. To make sure that white women won't throw a bitch fit about it, about this person's housing situation. And this is what it is. It goes back to, like, the not saying anything to anybody about, like bringing things up and not wanting to look stupid. It's easy to talk shit and not talk to another human being that you have access to or you think you have access to, versus fixing the actual problem. Because if you actually cared about how that person felt about being called homeless, you would probably work on solving homelessness. Is, like, that would be step one for me. If I was like, man, I hate how people are calling unhoused people homeless. That's got to hurt their feeling. I should shame them. That's, like, you're fucked up, and that's most of you, because you don't want to actually do anything. And I'm not even, like, I'm done with the, like, I understand why everybody's scared. We'll get to it. But we're in, like, a fucking another forever war on behalf of Israel. They're still stealing people out of their houses. The fucking big, beautiful bill or whatever the fuck he's calling it, big baller brand bill. Like, is our president fucking LeVar Ball? We're going to write that down. Trump? LeVar Ball? thanks for letting me workshop this with you, me. Ooh, that looks like a cell dividing. Oh, shit, right as it divided. Guys, come on now. This is a Windows visualizer. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. But, like, anyway, so we're watching these cops beat up this black lady, and they ended up on, whatever, it was... They overreacted. It should never have gone that far. But we're standing there, and just, like, a bunch of, like, dudes are standing around. It's, like, me and Ashley are, like, the only white people standing there because we're some of the good ones. Shout out us. And then and then some, like, homeless person walks up to me, and he's like, hey, what's going on? And I was like, well, they had this lady in handcuffs. Apparently she didn't do anything wrong. She just, like, started running because they were chasing her. And then they tackled her, and now she's, like, free. And he's like, oh, that's why all these cops are here? And I go, apparently. And he goes, they don't have anything better to do? And I was like, hey, man, we're on the same page here. You know, I'm not, like, I don't represent the Chicago Police Department. Like, why would I fucking, like, why would I know? I'm standing here, like, I know as much as you do, brother. And he goes, okay, do you mind if I talk to you about something? And I go, not a problem, I'm standing here anyways. And he's like, you know the government is watching you through plasma TVs. And I was like, interested. Like, that's what I said to him. I go, I'm interested. And he goes, yeah. Like, regular flat screen TVs, there was nothing wrong with them. Now, all of a sudden, plasma screen TVs, they made them super cheap so they'd be in everybody's house. And we ran, like, before I was out on the street, me and my buddy, like, ran a diagnostic test. Don't think this guy knows how to run a diagnostic test on, like, I don't know if he knows how to work a heart. I don't know if he knows how to work a blood pressure machine at a Rite Aid. I don't think he knows how to work a plasma screen TV diagnostics, but maybe he does. All right. And he's like, yeah, you could, like, it could sense an upload and a download, which, like, if you're fucking on a smart TV, duh, like, come on. But he's like, yeah, so the government's watching you. And I was like, brother, I was just reading 1984. And it's like, and he goes, yeah, you know, like, it's a real fucked up. And I was like, all right. So I ran into, like, a weird random white dude who drops Vonnegut on me. And then I just put on, like, a homeless black dude onto 1984. And then it's just like, what are we doing here? And then he goes, and he's like, hey, have you ever had that chicken restaurant that's around the corner from here? And, like, it's one of those, like, moments where you forget that if you talk to people, if you actually talk to people, if you, like, practiced any ounce of what you preached, like, I understand that, like, it sounds crazy, and when I, like, talk about doing things, I think it can come off as, like, wow, I'm such a good, like, I'm not a good person. I'm just a, like, I do what I feel like is the bare minimum, like, treat other people with respect and talk to them on the side of the street, or fucking, if somebody talks to me, I talk back. I let people know where they stand with me. Like, I don't know. Wouldn't you rather deal with an actual fucking adult human being who, like, stands and, like, does what they say they're going to do, stands up for what they believe in, and treats people how he wants to be treated? Like, if you don't like me, one, I could probably tell, and that's fine, because I probably don't like you too, but I would much rather know, like, hey, we're just not gonna vibe, and it's, like, sick, dude, like, still fucking put me on your dumb shit show, because I'm funnier than you, but, like, we're not gonna be, like, I don't need to worry about being nice to you, like, I'm not gonna outwardly be mean to you, but I don't have to worry about impressing you, and that's fine. And I understand why people don't want to fucking be adults. It sucks, but, like, and it's awkward sometimes, and you don't like feeling awkward, and you grew up, like, fucking grow the fuck up. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, that's what we need to do. You're in your fucking 30s. You're not afraid of the fucking, like, I'm afraid to make phone calls, okay? I get it. But if I want fucking Adderall, I either need to wait a month so I can do it again in the app, or make the phone call. It's my own fucking fault. It's not the fucking system's fault. They tell me exactly how to do it. I don't want to fucking do it. At this point, it's your fucking fault. Grow the fuck up. But anyways, he goes, have you tried this chicken restaurant around the corner? And we're just, like, talking. Like, two human beings. Because that's what happens when you talk to two, like, when two human beings talk, is eventually they'll figure. And sure, right when he comes up to me and is talking fucking crazy about plasma screen TVs, yeah, I'm going to be in, all right? And then he's asking me if I had this chicken restaurant around the corner. And I forgot that, like, that was him being homeless and not wanting to ask me for money. But, like, bringing it up to somebody where I can be like, hey, I'm actually busy and don't have time to eat with you. I'm here with my girl, but here's $5. Go grab yourself some chicken. It sounds fucking great. He brings it up. He's like, have you ever had this chicken thing? And I go, oh no, I've never even heard of it. And he goes, well, it's on this street. It's right around the corner. Like, we can go. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, we can do this. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, I didn't originally come up to ask you for money. And I go, well, what you did was way crazier, is you talked to me about how the government's watching us through the plasma screen. And he just laughed because, like, obviously that's an insane thing to tell a stranger. But, like, I get it. And he goes, yeah, but I mean, I would really like some of that chicken, and I'm in a rough spot. And I go, no problem, dude. Here's some cash. And I, like, broke a couple of 20s earlier in the day, so I had, like, some ones and some fives. And I just, like, reached in my thing, and I didn't want to, like, count the cash in front of him, because it's kind of, because it would be, like, it was, like, $32. So it wasn't even a lot of money, but it's, like, he's going to see me go past, like, a 10 and a 5 and, like, grab him a couple of ones. I don't want to do that. So I, like, reached in, and I grabbed a bill out, and I gave it to him, and it was a $5 bill, and I was, like, fuck, I really need that $5, but, like, it's already out here. You can't do that to somebody. Like, oh, never mind, sorry, I grabbed the wrong one, and then, like, give them fucking 25% or 20% of what you showed them. Like, that's an insane thing to do. And I'm sure that I've done it in some sort of capacity where I've been like, sorry, money's a little tight, I can't give you that one, but I would much rather not do that. But, like, he earned that money, you know? He earned $5. I went and saw Mavis Staples, and that might have been the most entertaining conversation, or, like, most entertaining thing I'd seen that day, is talk to that guy. So, like, do you know what? It cost me $5 to have a conversation with that person. That's better than, like, $5 I could have spent on, like, anything else, you know? The Chovy guy. The gray cat's looking at me because I'm making noise. He's trying to sleep. But Jesus fucking Christ. This'll be... I had another one. I was on my way to, like... there's, like, a group, 50 protests in 51 states. I don't know, fucking whatever their stupid shit is. It's some, like, organized protest thing that tells you not to be violent or, like, be too rude or whatever, which is annoying. But, like, they helped organize the protest on Flag Day, which we'll get there, which was, like, maybe the biggest protest in Chicago history. So, like, that's very cool of them. But they, like, will post picture or, like, post something up on Facebook and be like, hey, ICE is coming down at, it's at, on 55 Monroe. If you're anywhere near it, please camp out. It's, like, a haul for me to get down there, and they want you down there at 8. Once it's not hot, I work tomorrow, but, like, the next day I'll probably be down there. And I know it's, like, a privileged thing to be like, it's hot, so I can't, like, I don't want to go stand out in the heat. But it's, like, I've already done way more than other people, and, like, fuck off, all right? I could take a few days off from fighting the power. But I was on my way down there to, like, because they were, like, ICE has been reported at this building. Come down and, like, disrupt them as much as you can. So I was on my way down there, and I'm on the fucking red line, and this, like, homeless lady, houseless, unhoused, person deficient of housing, one without a roof, she comes up to me. She didn't have shoes on, either. That didn't come up in the conversation at all, but it's, like, it's pretty obvious. And I was drinking a coffee, and she goes, hey, can I buy the other half of that coffee from you? And I go, no, I need this coffee. And she goes, what if I give you this? And it was, like, a handful of change, maybe 75 cents, and then, like, a nickel bag of weed. And I was, like... Yeah, I don't know if you understand how much coffee costs. I know that you've got enough going on in your life, but, like, this was, like, $7. And because I got a shot of espresso in and a little bit of oat milk. And it was a large. But, like, whatever. We're living large. No. But I was like, no, I need this. Like, I'm so sorry. I just need this coffee. And she's like, fine, do you have any money? And I go, zero money, bud. I'm actually coming down here to fucking protest. And, like, you can scan into everything on your phone. I'm also poor. And it's like, I'll be living next to you in, like, 3 weeks. So, like, we'll have this conversation again. but then we also have... there's, like, a real pain in me. Wouldn't it be funny if, like, I just, like, recorded myself having a stroke and then, like, just was, like, stroked out here? I live right across the street from a hospital. But, like, Ashley comes home tonight and she's like, what the fuck is going on? And, like, my phone's dead, but, like, been recording the whole thing. That'd be cool. Maybe I'd get a million hits on that. Maybe I'd be like Gabby Petito, where my one video would get, like, 8 million views. And they're like, it would only originally got 5 views, but, like, since she's been dead, it's gotten 6 billion views. And you're like, okay, well, good for her. I guess it was all worth it because she got fucking numbers on the algo. Fucking idiots. That's a weird takeaway from that documentary, that they were like, since it's been posted and since she's been missing, it's blown up to, like, 6 billion. And it's like, yeah, but she's fucking dead. Who gives a fuck about how, like, what her goddamn engagement was, you fucking psychos? Fuck all of you. What are you doing? She's fucking dead, and you're like, well, this helped her. She's one of the top influencers with only one video. That's very impressive. It's like, no, she got fucking murdered to get it. So this lady's got no shoes on, and she comes up, I don't have any cash. Then she goes, do you have any cigarettes? And I go, I don't have cigarettes, but what I do have on me, I just got a can of Zen. And I go, I got a couple Zen on me you can borrow, like I was gonna let her have them and then take them back. That's a great way to get hepatitis. But like I gave her two of them. She instantly takes one and just swallows it. And my eyes get huge, and she goes, oh, was I not supposed to do that? And I go, no. And like, she's gonna walk it off. You know, she's walking around with no shoes on and, like, didn't even bring it up. She's walking around with no shoes on the red line, asking me for coffee. I think that her insides are fine enough to handle a Zen. But then I had to, like, teach her how to Zen. And it's like, fuck, man, I'm trying, like, I'm going to, like, free some people, or, like, trying to help free people. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to do, like, nice things like Jesus did. And, like, but I don't know what part of the Bible it was where he had to teach some homeless lady how to Zen. But with, like, his hair, if he had more of a mullet, he definitely did it. Then came Flag Day, all right? June 14th, one of the biggest protests, if not the biggest protest in Chicago history. Gladly can say that I was part of it. It was great. The marching was, like, there were so many, I think they said over 100,000 people at least, and that was just in Chicago at that protest. And it was a 3-ish mile walk, 2.5, 3 miles, at least 2 miles, walked by Trump Tower, which has always been, like, my biggest bitch about all these protests, is, like, the guy's got a fucking building with his name on the side of it. Why have we not at least broken a window there? Or gone, and, like, we stopped and yelled at it for a little bit. That was fun. I talked to a cop on the side of the street, and I was like, hey, you guys good? And he's like, yeah, why do you ask? I was like, just making sure. Like, please don't hit me. And he's like, we won't hit you if you don't hit us. And I was like, well, if I'm being honest, the only reason why I'm being this nice to you is because if you do hit me, I want you to hit me less hard. And he laughed at it. And it was like the conversation with the homeless guy, where it was like, and then, like, after 30 seconds, we both realized that neither one of us wanted to fight each other. But, like, we would have to. It's basically, it's the Civil War, but, like, not to that extent, where it's like brother fought brother. And you're, like, kicking it with them the day before the battle. And you're like, yo, it's good to see you. But, like, I will have to fucking kill you tomorrow. And I'm not saying that I would kill them. But it was just, like, very funny where it's like, hey, I don't want you to throw a bitch fit. You don't want me to throw a bitch fit. How about we both, like, get along and keep moving? And he's just like, yep, that seems nice. But it was cool because, compared to his giant military parade that he was supposed to have, still cost too much money, still should have never happened, looked fucking stupid. I watched the live stream on YouTube for a little bit, and Ashley was like, why are you watching this? And I was like, you have to know what the other side's up to. Like, that's where we kind of fuck up. It's like, I understand that attention is the currency in 2025, so, like, we got over a million views. Like, you should. You're the fucking AP, and it's, like, the biggest thing going on in our country today other than these protests. Like, you should be seeing what's going on. It was a shit show. Like, none of them marched in time. like all of, like you could hear like the tank screeching going down the road. Nobody's cheering because there's nobody there. They were going to pay people to go hang out there, and then said that like the protests were paid. And it's like, yeah, I wish they were paid. I would have done it for a fucking Pepsi from Kendall Jenner. You know, like it would have been incredible if it was paid. But like they were trying to, and like they apparently didn't pay people enough because there were nobody there. There was nobody there. But now, like, because of that, and because fucking Elon Musk came out and said that Trump is on the fucking Epstein list, the fucking Israelis own our entire government, so now we're going to be in war with Iran, because we did nuclear strikes against, or not nuclear strikes, we did strikes against their nuclear facility, and I was gonna just say, maybe I should check, whether or not we have had new... Oh, good. I just checked this. Iran launched a missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar. Cool. So that's good that that's happening. I'm glad that I checked. So maybe we'll drop a nuke here any minute because whatever. That's when I'm going to start drinking again, is when I've decided, is that's when that is. That's a fun... All right, guys. I'm just going to be honest with you. That news is very disheartening. I don't know. I just hate war, man. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, we've got people living on the street, and there's always enough money for fucking getting into other people's bullshit. And just after fucking, like, decades, man, it's just disheartening. And I can't... Yeah, I don't know. I just got to stop recording now. I'm sorry. It's just like I don't want to do that. RayRobertsComedy.com. Just going to pitch. Fine. Bye. Everybody be safe. I love you. Fuck.